Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's happiest podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask, what is wrong? Why do you, what do you got that look on your face
for? What look?
You looked panicked and bothered.
No, I was just looking down at my body and I was like, I always sit like this.
You made like a face, I was like,
Maybe I was perturbed by the fact that I always sit like this. Anyway, I'm happy.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, which would be the worst animal to Planet of the Apes? Bad news. The planet is getting Planet of the Apes. Good news, it's not apes this time.
Thank God.
Bad news again, this is a bit of a shit sandwich. It's worse.
Look, your bread is shit, your middle is all, your whatever is in the middle, the filling, also shit.
It's a bit of a shit sandwich in that it's not good.
It's a shit sandwich because it's the bread is shit, the filling is good, it's ham and cheese.
What, the filling is shit? That's a shit sandwich.
Yeah, the filling is shit.
No, it's a reverse shit sandwich.
Okay. Two pieces of shit with ham in the middle.
Okay. Yeah. And cheese. Okay. The middle bit's good.
Okay. Is it all right?
It's an opposite. It's not apes this time. Yeah, that's okay. Good.
Why
it's
is that
worse.
Good?
That's bad.
Well, it's not that good, which is, I guess, why we're... It's shitty ham. Because it's still not that good.
Wait, what? You think apes are bad?
Yes.
Why? They got hands. That's scary.
We've got hands.
Yes. And what... Okay, if there is an uprising...
Yeah.
An ape is a terrifying... They can tear our faces off without their hands.
They have hands and hate in their hearts.
Yeah. They just jerk off.
Yeah.
We just jerk off.
Yeah, no, but
we often have hate in our hearts.
Apes will tear the face off anyone they deem, and an orangutan will tear your arms pop out of their sockets.
Yeah.
Human being ain't going to do that.
Yeah. Well, again, if something's going to uprise, I feel apes are the only ones that can at the moment. Maybe crafty raccoons.
I'd be happier without apes.
Yeah, because if there is a planet of a thing, and it's not apes, then like maybe our existence could continue to be fine.
Yeah, maybe it'll be better without apes.
But unfortunately, the question is what's worse. So that turns out is not the case.
Couple with your umbrage with apes. All right. Well, I'm going to pick.
Of course, I've got umbrage. Yeah, a world full of apes is bad.
What do you think? It's good?
It's not,
are you happy about being owned by apes?
I'm largely neutral.
Have you been?
They're just like man, but a bit hairy
and angrier and stronger.
Have you been to a zoo?
Yeah.
Have you ever been
at
a zoo?
Seen an ape?
Yeah.
Have you ever been
seen a chimpanzee?
I have.
Have you seen? Okay. What's scarier?
They'll fuck you up, man.
So will a lion.
Do you know what's scary? What's scarier? If you're standing in an enclosure and a gorilla just like looks up at you. And then just starts like trotting and then it turns into a jog and he's just running at you. Yeah. Or if a zookeeper just starts running at you. What are you more scared of?
I'm more scared of the gorilla, frankly.
Yeah, I'm yes.
Because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, but if the gorilla points at me and mouths, or you...
That's somehow less scary than a person doing.
Yeah, but then if the zookeeper also is pointing at me, being like, "Oi, you!" It's equal amounts of fearful.
Oh, that is an
absolutely
insane
fucked
statement.
Up.
I am always more scared of a gorilla than a man.
If a gorilla,
no matter the context,
is the glass in the way?
Yes, but for both.
Even if you're a maniac. If a man had a gun pointed at me and an ape had a gun pointed at me, I'd be more scared of the ape with a gun.
Absolutely.
Even though apes traditionally don't use guns.
Well, yeah.
That's what makes it scary.
Yes.
If they're going to uprise, I'm like, it's not terrible. I'm largely neutral.
I am baffled by your statement. You're crazy.
Overwhelmingly dumb.
Look, if humanity got to go, at least the thing is replacing what kind of looks like me.
What's that?
What's that going to do with anything?
That's insane. Who cares?
If I'm an astronaut and I come back, it's like, it's largely the same. It's not that
just
different.
It's
not like it horse people.
Look, you're not getting anywhere. What animal are you going to pick?
Well, I think the worst, definitely worse than apes and definitely worse than man, is spiders.
Okay. There are a lot of them. Probably more than apes.
There's a lot more spiders.
And I'm assuming they get like man-sized. What I was...
Eight-legged freaks.
Yeah, but intelligent like an ape or a man.
Eight-legged
aerodynamic. I can see why apes don't scare you anymore, because you've taken literally everything terrifying about an ape and then just put it into another animal that has none of those things. Now you're like, now the apes... Of course the ape's not scary against an ape spider.
Yeah, because I'm imagining it's like, wait, why are the apes rising up? I just assumed evolution.
No.
It's a virus, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
James Franco is teaching spiders sign language, and then they get super smart for some reason.
He's like, oh, this Alzheimer's gas that I made that's going to fix my dad. Oh no, it made him smart but big.
I gave it to those spiders.
Big John Lithgow and big spiders. Shit. Caesar, they're rising up. Now, when the apes rise up, they try to do it peacefully.
Yeah.
Right? In the most recent Planet of the Apes iteration, originally. Mm-hmm. Now, are the spiders going to do it peacefully?
No. Spiders are more aggressive than ape.
That is, again, a wild claim that is just...
Yeah, I think spiders are more cowardly than ape.
Spiders... Depends what kind of spider.
There is only like three types of spiders that will pursue a man.
Yeah.
One of them being the funnel webs. Look, all three of them probably only exist in Australia.
Yeah.
But there's the funnel web spider, which is the most deadly spider on Earth. And that also is the only one, like one that's just like, hey, oi, you're way bigger than me.
Tarantulas do it as well because they tend to eat birds.
But like tarantulas.
Frogs and mice. Yeah.
Kind of bite a. Like,
they got big fang.
They hurt when they bite.
They're not going to kill you.
No.
I don't think, toxin. Anyway.
It's the hairs that are more annoying. Because they do a thing where they rub their back legs and hairs get in your lungs. And you're like...
Oh, God.
The people eat tarantulas.
Yeah, they shave their hair off.
They shave their legs.
They defang them. They wash them.
Yeah, they wash them. They put them in a big wok with chilies.
Yeah, and
chilies,
they cook them. And that's how you get rid of all the hair.
Yeah.
Because you got to cook up a spider.
It's kind of like burning the hair off an ape before you eat it. You know,
Or a pig.
Or whatever you're eating.
Don't eat an
ape, pig, spider.
Whatever you've decided is your dinner.
All meat's the same.
But okay, so in the ape sanctuary that whatever his name is, Malfoy is mean at.
Tom Felton. He bullies a monkey. That's weird.
there's a myriad of different ape species. So we got to assume that it's a
myriad of different spider species.
So there are probably some aggressive spiders.
So the huntsmen are kind of like your wise orangutan. Mm-hmm. They're kind of more peaceful. Like,
they have the orangutan of spiders, for
let's
sure.
Just chill.
Yeah.
Who are your trapdoor spiders?
I don't know. Isn't
really a one for one. I thought I hit goals with the huntsman orangutan. I'm onto something.
Yeah, but what's the spider gorilla? I guess that's tarantula.
Who's the cunt like gorilla?
It doesn't go backwards. I don't think there's a particularly aggressive variety of ape. Because the apes are peaceful to begin with until they are mistreated. So the spiders, so the interesting thing here is that the apes have enough sentience and sapience when they're just regular apes to recognize that they're being mistreated. Spiders aren't thinking till they're thinking.
Spiders aren't thinking till they're thinking. Then like, what is that? Oh, a thought.
Oh, no.
I'm huge, as is John Lithgow.
What are we going to do with big John Lithgow?
Okay, he is a problem. The spiders will get him.
Yeah, he's an easy target because he's slower now.
Yeah. And he'll get a regular spider. Oh, no, it's big John Lithgow with Alzheimer's too because it comes back.
Yeah, and also...
He doesn't know where he is.
And he's so big.
How big are the spiders getting?
Size of a man?
Okay, so that's
John Lithgow's getting real big.
Yeah, that's like...
John Lithgow's getting about Godzilla like... size.
Yeah.
And the spiders are now scaled with him.
Yeah, and I'm guessing, look, John Lithgow will... he's going to supply a lot of blood.
Yeah.
For the and food source for the spiders.
Hey, how much blood do you think spiders need?
Do spiders eat blood?
What? Maybe mosquitoes. That's like well, cool thing them in, you assume.
In cocoons and then the whole thing liquefies and they suck it up.
They can't do that to John Lithgow, though. No. It's crazy. So John Lithgow's going to get bit by a spider, which is scaled with him, and then he'll die.
Yes.
In the middle of town. And John Lithgow rotting in the middle of town.
And they'll wrap him up in webs, and then he'll rot, and then they'll suck up that sludge.
Yeah, they'll suck up the John Lithgow juice.
That's what spiders do.
Yeah. But I don't think they drink blood like a vampire.
I'm pretty confident in that too.
I think I have that in my head because of the movie Arachnophobia, where I think it's implied that they drink blood.
Could be. I don't know. So, all right, the spiders have risen up.
Yeah.
And I guess they're intelligent enough now that if you come up and scare them, they don't go, ah, and try and bury themselves.
Yes.
Can they talk? I know Caesar can a bit.
I think the spiders can a bit.
Well, spiders together strong.
No, it's like Charlotte Web rules. They can spell things out in their webbing.
All right.
Well, yeah, because also, again, we're taking base like ape intelligence and making it man intelligence, which the leap wasn't huge.
Yeah.
But for a spider, if you apply the same level of intelligence, would it even know words?
I have to assume they're all coming to the base level of intelligence. Yeah. They're going to be intelligent enough to rise up.
No, that's true.
So let's all bring
John Lithgow for a bit got real super smart and real big brain. That makes sense.
That's true. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a problem to encounter.
Spider brain big, yes?
Sorry to bring science into this. I apologize. But spiders actually can't get that big. The pneumatics don't work and they begin to crush. Something about the way a spider is designed is that if it gets too big, it's too big for its exoskeleton and it begins to implode.
But is that just through like its natural growth in the sense that if you expanded it in with a gas, would that also extend
the maybe if you expanded it with a gas, you'd be all right.
I think we're saying, in that case, rather than like the pneumatics or whatever that a spider has so they don't curl up, we're just giving them like meat limbs.
No, the gas gave them meat.
It's an extra dense John Lithgow now.
James Franco, you gave me too much meat and I'm so intelligent.
And big.
And huge.
And then he like falls over and then just like pierces himself on a building and pops. And there's just blood and meat everywhere.
So much
that
meat.
That was so much fucking meat in that guy. Okay, yeah. So that's a rise of, or that's just Planet of the Spiders.
Yes.
Okay, rise, and at the end of that, I guess the spider virus goes to all spiders everywhere, because it's just a select few at the beginning.
Yep, mm-hmm. It's like eight or something.
So with the gas, how does it affect humans in the series and they all start dying off? Like, what's the
I think
go?
So, yeah, because John Lithgow he gets his kind of intelligence back, but then the downside is he gets sick and dies. So that means that everybody gets dense for a bit.
And big, huge, and then they die.
That is such a scary symptom of like, so you're like, oh, okay, this is like results in death. And the symptom is that you just start getting very big.
Yeah. Very big, very dense, and very smart. I am very aware of what is happening to my body.
How long do you think it would take before they die? Like people die?
Pretty quick.
It's like the flu, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, what's his name? Is it James Franco's lab assistant?
I don't know.
Tom Felton again?
No.
John Lithgow.
No.
Well, I'm out of people I know in the movie.
Tucker and Dale vs. Evil.
Oh, I don't know.
Alan Tudyk?
No, the other guy's mate.
Alan Tudyk's mate from... Yeah. Dale.
Dale. What of Dale?
Yeah, because he's the one at the end, at the sting. He's like, oh, I'm a bit sick.
Yeah, okay, so it's a bit like you get the symptoms of the flu.
So
let's call it... Let's call it 2 weeks.
Okay, so that's good, because if you're getting that clever,
yeah,
I reckon there will be an army of big fellas trying to solve get a cure.
That's true. That's so hard, though, because to build, like, a beaker big enough to use, you're just...
They would have to...
Easy to quarantine, though. Do you have the virus?
No. I'm healthy as a horse.
They just and as big
get
as
in the sea. You're sick.
And as big as 16 of them.
I like the idea of the quarantine tent just being like a massive tent in the sky. So when they get big, their heads just pop straight into it.
It's like a circus tent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's clever. It's very funny as well because whilst you're big, you have the best chance of fighting the spiders.
Yeah.
In that moment, you're like,
step on them.
Squish as many as you can. You're dead already. You're a dead man walking. Go in there and squish those spiders for America. You know?
That'd be a pretty cool fight, seeing all these big, giant humans just loping around, stomping on spiders, while little tiny dudes are like, with their guns.
Riding on the guy's shoulders, shooting. And one of the guys dies, and the guy falls on all the spiders. That's dangerous. How long does the virus last? Because in the, say, War for the Planet of the Apes, is it possible for people to get sick still from, like, hanging out with an ape?
Yes, but I feel like there is a cure.
Okay. So by the time
with immunities as well.
Yeah.
Immunities.
So by the time War for the Planet of the Spiders arrives, some people are immune and we're living in a kind of hellscape. Do the spiders learn to ride horses and fire guns?
I mean, they cling on with their meat, eight-legged meat arms.
I reckon they learn to fire guns, maybe not ride horses. Oh, yeah, clinging onto the side of a horse.
If anything, it's like one horse with like three spiders all just like clamming on it, crawling, kind of like a possum with its babies, but a horse with its
big spiders.
That's how some spiders also give, like, when they have babies and shit, they get like one big spider with all little tiny spiders on its body, and it's gross, and I hate it. Plus, spiders, they give birth more than, because they lay eggs and shit.
Yeah,
they,
it's a lot more spiders.
There's a lot more spiders than there are apes.
That might be humanity just done by that fact alone. Is that if spiders are making
The thing is, the other thing though, if spiders are getting too big, right, what are they going to eat?
That's true.
Horses.
Oh my god. Imagine coming into a forest with a whole bunch of horse cocoons hanging through the trees and being like, I'm in spider country.
Oh no.
That's so scary.
Also, they would eat men.
Yeah. But they'd be like, right, well, and then the men are so big. Oh no.
I feel like we've caused more problems with giant people than we have spiders. Like, you're like, yeah, the spiders are big. That sucks. But people keep dying.
But
you know, there's so many stories tall and crushing our cities.
Yeah, go out into the field. Go feed the spiders.
Yeah. So are there four Planet of the Apes movies?
Three.
Okay, so Rise, War. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like the spiders, because the apes, they develop, like, farming and stuff, yeah? Because, like, I'm surely at this point...
You could farm horses.
Yeah, you could farm horses and cow. We do that.
It's not even hard.
I'm just going to quickly apologize. I got the order wrong, and I could just hear tweets.
Yeah.
It's Rise, Dawn.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, so I reckon we've got some... Oh, how are they going to milk them?
I don't think they will need milk.
Don't care.
Spiders, famously, don't drink blood.
Or milk.
Yeah. Zaman's learning a lot about spiders today.
Yeah.
So I guess...
A history lesson.
If anything, like...
A history lesson.
Better for the cows, because then they don't get irritated for not being milked or whatever. They've got to, like, selectively breed them, so we're going back a few hundred years for cows.
I mean, they're going to get eaten by spiders.
Well, but they were going to get my man.
That's true.
What's better? If you had the choice of
being eaten by a
getting
spider
shot
or a
in
man.
The head,
bolt gun bang, and then you know that you're gonna, well, I guess you don't know.
I die.
You die. You bolt in the head,
or
you die.
Bit by or, spider.
And you die.
And cocooned.
And then cocooned.
The first one is quicker.
Man, maybe still alive.
Yeah, the second one I'm still alive for is my guts liquefied.
Do the spiders worse. Also get the kind of thing like, well, you know, get to a point where it's like, we should be like ethically doing this?
I don't know. Well, they're still fighting a war, and then. Yeah, I'm not sure.
And then they invent, you're like, oh, we'll just bolt this spot. What is it?
Look, Zammit's one is pretty bad. I just don't think humanity survives.
Yeah. No.
No, but there are some, like, good friends with the spiders.
Yeah, I don't think we would become friends with the spiders.
But what about, like, Charlotte?
Yeah, well, that was...
I wouldn't be friends with Charlotte in Charlotte's Web either. She seems annoying.
She's a gossip.
Yes.
Okay. Some pig.
Yeah.
Come on.
And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, do you know that we do too many shows across the Sans Pants Radio Network? Take Shut Up a second. Our very first podcast we ever did. It's a nightmare reflection to where it all started, but damn it, I can't help but feel like a proud dad. Early on, I edited all the episodes, watching ever vigilantly from the producer box, until one day I realized they just didn't need me anymore. The training wheels had come off, and sure, there'd be some minor scraps along the way, but my heart beams with deep satisfaction of how far they've come. Oh, it's also just some hot, dumb, funny bullshit, so search for Shut Up a Second on iTunes or Spotify, or head to our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Well, I think this uprising will be far worse. If you've got a plunder to the fish.
All right.
So big fish, yeah. Big brains, big smell.
Oh, no. Stinky.
A lot of water, though.
Yeah, they are in the sea, we're not.
Yeah.
What's your solution?
Oh, wait.
What happens? The gas goes. What happens?
James Franco tips the gas into the sea.
John Lithgow.
James Franco's like, John Lithgow died. That he got big again.
He got a bit bigger.
He got a little bit bigger because some fish.
Not each fish. Wait,
but what fish though? Because some fish.
Or all fish.
All fish.
Okay.
Look what happens is.
So a whale swimming around, being a foot bigger. I'm a big whale. He's not a fish, though. I'm a big whale. Yeah. Looks over a salmon the size of it. Oh,
wait a second. Well, okay. So John Lithgow. Let's get John Lithgow's as big as the biggest fish.
Okay.
So he becomes about the size of a whale shark.
I imagine John Lithgow, rather than being 10 stories tall, now is just double his height.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Or is John Lithgow the model for fish? So everyone gets the same size as John Lithgow.
Yeah.
So Okay. Bigger fish shrink, smaller fish get big.
Yeah, that makes sense. Everything becomes about 6 foot. All right. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But then John Lithgow dies and James Franco's like, this gas doesn't work, and tips the into the sea.
Yes.
This gas doesn't work. My dad stayed the same height. That was my barometer.
Damn it. Time to tip this gas in the ocean.
Does he get
it unscrews the lid of the gas canister, it settles on the water because you can't pour gas. The fish get infected, become sentient, and the size of John Lithgow.
So they get smart as well?
Yes.
So okay. John Lithgow get a bit smart before he die.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, no, apparently this gas just makes them as smart as John Lithgow.
Okay.
Yeah,
so Alzheimer's stops for a bit.
Yeah.
It becomes John Lithgow baseline.
Yeah.
And that's how smart the fish get.
The fish become John Lithgow in every...
Yeah. Yeah. So either the fish become smarter and the smarter fish become dumber.
Yeah. Absolutely. Dolphins, dumb as shit now. Okay. So
now, but John Lithgow is very fish, smart.
Though. That's... Are dolphins fish?
They're mammals.
Oh, they are mammals. That's true. So is whales... a fish a mammal?
What?
Can a fish be a mammal?
No.
A fish is a fish.
Okay, just checking.
You're learning a lot about fish and mammals. I'm learning a lot about spiders. Look forward to what Jenny's going to learn this episode.
Not everyone knows everything is the lesson of today's episode.
Oh, fish, mammals.
I don't know. I didn't know fish was like a scientific term or like a general term.
Worried that like amphibians or something were fish? Or...
Well, like how fish... Oh, I don't know.
But hey,
like not, bird,
yeah. A bird sometimes mammals, a bird a fish.
If a bird has an udder, what's the guard?
something has gone wrong.
Yeah, because some mammals can lay eggs.
Yeah, monotremes. Drink that delicious bird milk. Anyway, so what are you going to do about the fact that the fish can't leave the sea? Because could we not just blanket rule, don't go to the ocean?
Because nothing really happens to the people who get sick. I mean, I guess they die.
Yeah.
But, then the people who are immune, they're like, man, there's a lot of dead people. That sucks. But we're immune to this weird thing that kind of makes us all a little bit like John Lithgow.
I mean, it's scary to be a fisherman out at sea and have a fish like rise up near your boat and be like, hey, it's our world now.
Well, exactly. Also, the fish realize they're being hunted.
Yeah, do the people who get sick either shrink or grow to 6 foot?
Of course, they get exactly John Lithgow's height.
Yeah, all right, that's pretty good. That's
what
pretty good.
What is John Lithgow's height?
Find out.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so fish at sea know they're being hunted now.
So that's probably what's going to cause the uprising.
Do you think a fish could take down a boat?
How long do you reckon there'll be a link between, and all 6 foot, so how long do you reckon the link will be between like, we're getting this weird sickness and the fish are getting smart?
Yeah, I don't know.
It would actually probably take a while.
Yeah. How often are we near the sea?
But also, there is a lot of heaps. Fish.
Yeah. What about fish in lakes?
Also, like, because now...
he's ported into
John Lithgow's 1.93 meters.
He's like 6'6".
Whoa. He is big, actually. Yeah. Thinking about it now.
He is. Yeah, 6'3".
Yeah.
I was close when I said 6'6", but not correct.
Yeah. All right. So... That's dawn of the planet of the fish.
Rise.
A lot of people dead and fish, like the fishing industry.
Confused.
Also, like, because again, when you have like a big fish eat a little fish and you have those kind of like, you know, ecosystems, they're all now over 6 foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
6 foot 3 inches.
Well, they're all
sharks. Oh, wait, no. Sharks are also now little.
Yeah.
No.
Well, they're in comparison to maybe the food they're going to be eating.
Yeah, that's true. It's scary to imagine being on like a fishing vessel and seeing like a swordfish leap out of the water and impale you in the heart.
That is a rough
Oh my god!
My heart.
It's scary to imagine one missing and then another one coming out and stabbing me until my front is a pin cushion.
How do they talk? Do they like? Yeah, if they go
fish language.
Yeah, but is it like if they get above water they can't talk, but underwater they can?
Which is bad because it means we don't know where they're planning.
Yeah,
yes,
unless we dunk our head in the water.
What?
I don't think I can't hear you.
The swordfish impales me through the ear.
Oh fuck! I can't hear out of one ear now.
That's great to say if the tip has gone through both. I'm deaf in my left ear as blood comes out my right. Jackson, that's through your brain. What are you saying?
Talk into my good ear, god damn it.
It's good as well if I've become blind from it too. Just damaged my brain enough. Not even talking to you, fall in the sea. Just
like three beats dead, boom.
Talking to my good ear, damn it. I say to a lamp post and then fall unconscious and dead. Okay, so... Dawn of the planet of the fish.
Which is the next one, which is where the uprising kind of starts.
Okay. I guess the fish could come up our pipes and stab us in the bum holes through the sewers.
They're going to weaponize swordfish. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Pretty similar situation to piranha.
Yeah, well, what are they eating, though?
They're just eating each other.
But
they'll
it means
just make a deal.
But the fish that are eating each other are going to get more and more vicious.
Yeah.
Because,
like,
if you're... Look, pretty much survival of the fittest here is going to drive them into overdrive because it will be...
Yeah, I feel like, a salmon, a 6'3" salmon versus a 6'3" shark.
Yeah.
It says, let's maybe planet of the fish and more like planet of the sharks. I feel they're going to be the apex.
Well, no, because they can talk. So they could be like, hey, salmon, we got to eat you. This is the deal. We're tougher.
And the salmon could be like, no, get tuna instead.
And
they could probably gang up and eat whale.
Yeah, that's true. Whale, who is mammal and still dumb.
Yeah,
whale is just booed. All the fish are like, shut up, we're going to eat you.
I'm sick of all your whale shit.
I've had enough to eat with your whale
like
fucking
one
gum.
Whale surrounded by all the other fish. Whale like...
We're gonna eat you. We've added up. Well, we were fish. We couldn't express this, but
you
we
eat
hate
us.
You. We despise whales.
You eat krill to stay fit, but you often swallow fish. But that does nothing for your body. You just kill us.
So we're killing you.
Killing you. Would they farm whales
they could.
And dolphins?
They'll figure it out. And then they'll rise up against us by coming through our toilets and biting our assholes.
So I guess we'd be like, why are these weird, like, they've been, I guess,
why are we having experiencing so many toilet deaths?
Yeah.
What's going on?
People being eaten asshole first until they die.
Because,
like, there's so much plastic in the ocean that they could probably, like
fashion weapons.
Fashion either weapon, or I'm just thinking, like, you know, pens and stuff like that to keep dolphins and whales in.
Yeah.
You'd just be, like, on the shore being like, what are they doing?
Yeah. What's happening
What's happening? The whale and dolphin population has exploded.
It's plummeting. And also, I don't know if anybody noticed this, but all the fish are 6 foot.
All the fish 6 foot about? And there's a lot of whales now.
Yeah. And then
also my nan's sick and she grew real tall.
Yeah, that's strange.
Imagine
and my grandpa got his arsehole eaten first by a shark that came up through the toilet. Yeah.
Grandma got taller, but granddad got shorter. Imagine being in an aquarium when this hit.
Oh, no.
Being like, look at all these fish. Hey, that one reminds me of Nemo. Oh, he's big.
He's big now. That's interesting.
They're all
he's
exactly the something. Same size.
He's pointing at me being, I think you're saying, oi, you.
I think they're going to try and kill us. And they would smash through the glass into the middle of the aquarium and consume us whole.
Yeah, but then they die.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm. So I guess the problem here, like, say, Planet of the Spiders, man, no chance of survival. Yeah. Planet of the Fish, we got a good chance. Plus, we might still fish.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah, we're like, well, yeah, they're sentient, but plus, they're huge.
they're sentient and huge. And
I might have saved the environment.
We can't understand them because we don't put our heads under water. They're like,
yeah, they'll eat our heads. They'll do that thing they did to that dumb boy.
Plus, like, if they're sapient, it's kind of like, they would fall for traps. Like, fishing would be more elaborate.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's no longer like, what's that? Is that a bit of food? I'm putting it in my mouth. I'm going fast in the way I'm not swimming. What's
now
that about?
I'm not in where I was before.
Huh? I don't get it.
I can't breathe.
I'm dead.
What's this?
Now it's like the fish.
The last
popping
thing
up.
I see was a man's fist coming directly for my head.
Dusha, I don't think. I think you just whack him on the bottom. No. This way is quicker.
You get a bump.
You get your hand covered in fish guts.
Yeah, it's part of the experience.
That's crazy.
That's so wrong.
It's funny to imagine a fish popping up while you're fishing and being like, hey, idiot, I'm not dumb. I know that you got worms in there and the worm down there. That's on a hook. I can fucking see that, dude. Do you want just like a worm to not attack me? Yeah, I would. Yeah, okay. And then you hand them a worm and grab them. Bring them onto your boat and punch them in the head.
Oh,
you tricked me.
No!
Yeah, bam, 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 bam. That's crazy. He's 6 foot. You're just wrestling that fish on the boat.
Fish have big heads too.
Yeah, man.
It's the same width as their body a lot of the time.
You've gone nuts. All right, well.
You got to do what you can to survive in the wild.
The fish pot.
Fishing's becoming, like, it's a craft.
It's a contact sport now.
Yeah.
Well, you've created quite an interesting planet.
Yeah. But maybe, yeah, I mightn't have extinct humanity.
No,
so.
Maybe best.
Yeah, we might be all right.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I was thinking. What about, you know, you got underground, you got in the sea. What about inside man, planet of the tapeworms? So, John Lithgow's sick. He makes a gas. The gas makes John Lithgow smart, but also the tapeworm in John Lithgow smart, which I guess then gets to the size of John Lithgow.
Oh, no.
Or wait. Does John Lithgow shrink to the size of a tapeworm?
How big is a tapeworm?
You might have fucked this up, because I think tapeworms are really, 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 really long.
Yeah, they are. Oh, they're long.
But they're thin.
Do they get as thick
as a John Lithgow?
Burst.
Yeah, it's going to burst out of John Lithgow that will remain the same.
I hate Googling tapeworm because you inevitably...
Tapeworms can measure more than 80 feet.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's a long...
John Lithgow gets long
That's
and thin.
That's a long, thin Lithgow.
John Lithgow gets...
Or is it proportional? Does he stay the 6 foot, but he's like... Real thin.
Yeah, he becomes as thin as a tapeworm. James Franco is like, something very strange is happening to you, Dad. You're very thin.
And then he opens his mouth and the tapeworm pops
the tapeworm
up.
Pops
like,
out and is
nothing's
like,
wrong, son.
I'm a tapeworm now. John Lithgow is dead. And throw out the gas in a crowd.
Would the tapeworm be smart enough to be like, yes, I'm better now, son, and use like humanity as a skin suit?
As a puppet?
Yeah.
Let's say
Yes.
Tapeworms, very clever.
Yeah, they've become as clever as John Lithgow. So the tapeworms are clever. They start making everybody eat not great fish. That's how you get more tapeworms. They're like, hey, this fish hasn't passed any FDA regulations. Maybe it's good.
The FDA regulations, they take all the good fish and they eat it for themselves.
Yeah. You want to eat some of this quote-unquote bad fish.
Which is actually good fish.
And then they eat it, get a tapeworm that the gas makes clever, and then the tapeworm pops out of that person's mouth and is like, dude, good trick with the bad fish line. Yeah, sweet, dude. We're going to take over humanity. I don't know why.
Drink this water. That looks like mud. No, it's crystal clear.
You know what we don't do as a species enough? Drink from muddy streams.
Make sure all your meat is undercooked.
Yeah, a whole manner of eggs could get in our system. That's good. So I guess the aim is...
So it's nice to know John Lithgow is victim number one. Victim number two, Jackson Bailey. Drinking from swamp.
Let's see, okay, dude. I've always wanted to. No one's ever given me permission before.
Look up the symptoms of a tapeworm. Yeah. Nausea, weakness, diarrhea, abdominal pain, or in this case, a lot of pain while you
get thin and the tapeworm takes
hunger
over your body.
Or loss of appetite.
So it would have to go,
fatigue and weight
John
loss.
Lithgow gets tapewormed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He becomes a tapeworm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like the tapeworm takes over his body. Then that would need to go to someone that, like a mayor, that was like, hey, the new rule for town, drink from this.
If you see rain fall from the sky and gather in a muddy puddle, you shall put your lips to said puddle and slurp it up.
Good people of the town, water shortages are such that we can't drink out of our taps. Got to drink out of puddles, you find.
How do people like their meat? Undercooked?
No more.
We're making it illegal
it
to cook
crime.
Your meat for longer than 30 seconds.
Okay, so that's dawn of the planet of the tapeworm.
Everyone being like, that's a
Everyone's
weird.
Like, yeah, I guess I will drink out of a muddy stream. Oh, no. I'm thin
now.
And the little guy is talking out of my mouth.
So is it humanity, the ones that aren't infected, they just have a tapeworm in their mouth?
That's what I imagine.
And
I imagine
everyone...
they stay maybe the same size, a little bit thinner, but the tapeworm quite obviously is poking out of their throat.
And talking.
And talking.
And then all the infected people are thin and long.
Yeah, they're dead. They're long dead. The tapeworms are piloting them poorly.
What happens to the rotting corpses then?
They slowly rot, and then the tapeworm's got to find someone new. That's the worst time to be a tapeworm.
That's also a real bad experience for everyone involved.
It's
well,
very
they
fun
can
to
control
be...
humans, so I guess they could breed humans.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh no,
I like the idea of
imagine making love to someone and then finding out it wasn't actually you. It was a tapeworm that made you horny that.
Yeah, I like.
Because at what point do you die?
Well, you die pretty quickly, but if you fuck straight away, if the two tapeworms piloting bodies fuck, then the jizz will go in.
Yeah. And that's what we're going to need.
Well, how does a tapeworm...
That's their propaganda. The jizz will go in.
It's great to imagine a tapeworm whose body has died, like, slowly inching along the road. And another tapeworm being like, oh, that sucks, man.
Well,
yeah, dude.
It's the worst time to be a tapeworm.
Because the tapeworms are smart, so they're going to know to keep the human body alive.
Yeah.
So, like, they would be piloting us, but would we have any consciousness?
No, they'll probably go into our brains and switch that all
okay,
off.
So that's off. But we're still technically alive. We're basically just walking dead. We're zombies.
Yeah, well, I guess it's a kind of zombie.
But they would know enough to keep us alive, to breed us, to make sure that we care for the baby and everything like that. So
it's quite a nightmare scenario. Like,
yeah, that's real bad.
We are now meat mechs that breed.
And if we were alive, but then you can feel the tapeworm coming out of your throat and talking, that's bad.
That's no good.
I'm glad our brains have been shut off.
Yeah, dude.
At least I'm not thinking.
Yeah, at least I'm just
a meat mech.
Yeah.
Okay, so dawn of the planet of the apes, I mean, the planet of the tapeworm. I guess they can ride horses and use guns.
Yeah.
They can do anything man does. It's pretty good.
Not really a problem.
You've just created maybe a society of humans that, like, are better looked after than our current society.
That's true.
Because
that's pretty good.
Because the tapeworm, it is in their best interest to make their hosts the healthiest they can be.
It was kind of a quiet revolution, really.
Yeah.
No one even noticed.
Yeah,
they were
everyone
a bit
is like,
when they were being forced to drink out of muddy streams. But after that, they
were tapeworms. Everyone is, like, so fit and like swole looking healthy. They got all the nutrients they need. They got no consciousness.
No, they don't know what's happening.
Man, we look good.
What if you're immune? I guess it's not a problem, really.
If you're immune, I guess. But you get tapeworm.
You're not. You're immune.
No, because if you're immune, you
thing.
Can still get tapeworm.
You're not immune to being tapeworm.
Yeah.
No one is.
Yeah, you're just immune to becoming long and thin and dying.
That's pretty good. Was mine the most effective?
It is absolutely the worst.
Like, it's the worst, but it's kind of good.
Well, no, it's not good.
It's not good for anyone except the tapeworm.
Well, but it's kind of like...
And just, maybe the environment.
No, because...
Yeah, but you
no.
shut off humanity's brains so no, they don't no, know.
No, not Jackson Zammit, the other Jackson. You can't say this is good because it's the same as being like, society would be better if we lobotomized everyone.
Yeah.
It's not going to be better.
Society is not going to be better. The environment, maybe.
And, like, you might be able to look at people and be like, oh, they're more in shape.
Yeah.
But that's
imagine being an alien coming in like, oh, no, look at all these this fit species of... Wait a minute.
Wait a second. And then one, like, tilts his head back and the tapeworm comes out and be like, yo, dude, I hope I can get into your guts. That's how we do it. I'm in this fella's guts.
How do tapeworms fucking make more tapeworms?
Well, I think they make you shit out eggs. You get eggs, something like that.
Yeah.
You propagate the tapeworm, you know.
Tapeworm in me.
The tapeworms can also go in other animals.
Yeah.
I've seen lots and lots of horrible pictures and videos of that.
It's like, is it always one tapeworm in you or many tapeworms in you?
Well, I think it's often one. And then it lays eggs, which you shit out, that then spread again.
Imagine seeing a very, like, a healthy, fit family as they're, like, you know, jogging down the street. They've got, a lovely dog next to it, also jogging, looking jovial. Everyone tilts their neck up, opens their mouth. Tapeworm in everything.
Yeah, tapeworm in every single... It's a nuclear family of tapeworms.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I love being a tapeworm. It's good.
I love being a dog.
Yeah, it's... Look.
Back when I was a regular tapeworm, I just lived in guts. Now I have a job.
The tapeworms get to point like, wait.
Wait a second.
We've gone too far. This is actually bad for us.
Yeah, I need a job to buy all that food to feed my host.
I might as well not be in this guy. Yeah, there's an existential crisis coming for tapeworms.
Even tapeworms are like... our society with our prop. All you've done is replace human with tapeworm.
Yeah.
But we're still around a little bit. So.
Have I fixed it or wrecked it?
You've
made net... one species extinct only to replace it instantly with a different species.
It's sort of net zero.
It's the tapeworm coming home from a long day of work, putting its briefcase down, looking at its.
Making its meat mech, fuck its other meat mech.
Being like, man. I miss when I was 25. What? And then that tapeworm sits up in bed and is like, wait a second. Honey, wake up. We cooked this. Okay, I miss being a tapeworm in guts.
Yeah,
so it's bad for the tapeworms and bad for us.
Yeah, so maybe that is, in fact, the worst one because everyone loses.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah. Yeah, I hate it. Yeah. It's a true horror show.
Yeah,
I don't know which one I hate the most. No, that one. I hate that one the most.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ours don't even register.
Yeah, yours is kind of nice, to be honest,
Big
JD.
Big fish.
You've made fishing interesting.
Yeah.
You've revolutionized. It's now a sport.
You could probably ride a fish like a horse.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You come to an agreement with a fish.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make a deal with a fish.
Yeah, make a deal with the fish, make a deal with the spiders, come make a deal with the tapeworm.
No, they're in you. They're in your guts.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are you.
They've made that deal already by switching off your brain, which was the only deal any of us would have ever wanted to have. Yeah. And it's kind of nice they did it for us.
I'll get in your stomach, but I'll turn your brain off.
Oh, thank you. No.
If the alternative is you get in my stomach and don't deal.
I'd much prefer to be dead in this situation.
Yes.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
And I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
I've been tapeworm.
Yeah, we've all been tapeworm.
Look, I thought I maybe got ate by spiders.
No.
I then thought maybe I had a best friend as a fish, but turns out, no, we're just meat mechs being piloted by a tapeworm.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. All right. Isn't that something we can all relate to? Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.